Wouldn't quite finish.
That's one way to avoid taxes.
All right, let's reconvene the meeting. We have a quorum present. Jackie, would you like to take the podium and explain to us why you think that this is not worth the $95,000? Or
thank you. Most generally, and I don't know how you all do it, but if we're selling a property, the real estate people tell you that's whatever a person's willing to sell for and whatever a person's willing to pay to buy. And property prices right now are down. This is off of the internet today, and I have a copy of it if you want it.
This is three very similar properties. One of them is in building 92.
I don't know whether in the building 92. Yeah, the other one doesn't say. The middle property is with a garage, of course, but as you can see, there's three identical properties out there, and most all those two bedrooms, two baths are the same in building 91, 92, or 93. Depends on whether they've been upgraded, not upgraded, so on. The first one list price for $72,900. The second one with a garage is $84,900. The third one is $79,900. And right now, I think y'all have got mine valued at around $95,000.
Does it have a garage with it?
It has a lease. We don't own the garages out there. The garages are leased. And, yes, I have a garage that I lease, but the garage will not go when I sell it because I use the garage as my own personal storage for boat and so on and so forth. The people that rent the condo do not have access to my garage. In November of last year, the news leader had an article, will property taxes drop with housing prices? There was a 7% drop in housing prices in November of last year. The Branson Daily News yesterday, amenities nixed at Point Royale, just what we needed. That lets everyone know that our gates closed now, no security, and as you say, no clubhouse to use. The weight room's been shut down. The people that rented my condo have two grandchildren up here. They're planning on using a little pool, which is right behind Building 91, and it's already covered up. This isn't probably as pertinent to you all as it is to us, but it does impact the overall, the overall value of the property. And
but as of January 1st of 09 is what our concern is.
Well, as January 1st of 09, and this refers to November of 08, yeah. And there was a 7% drop in prices, and I think that was pretty well nationwide. That wasn't, and especially in our area, and y'all are very familiar with the number of condos that have been built. There's not a demand for condos to be sold, rented, or anything else nowadays. I am very fortunate to have a long-term renter that is with me, and you know, I don't have any problem. I'm not in a nightly rental program. I never have been, don't intend to be. I keep holding on to this condo in hopes that my 86-year-old father will move over here someday. But I just can't justify in my mind that it's worth $95,000. If it was, I would like, you know, and I've heard, I know y'all have heard this a lot. Everybody says we'd like to sell it for that. But most of the property values out there in December of 08 were depressed. This has been an ongoing situation at Point Royale for some time. We're no longer the premier community in Branson. We've been overtaken by several other communities, and we therefore don't have the advantage of selling a high-priced condo or a high-priced piece of property. And now with the changes that have been made by current administration, it may even get worse.
Excuse me, what building and unit number do you have?
I have building 91, unit 7.
91 units.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Now, here's some of the ones that, in, you know, 07, 08, that sold. 93.5 for $100,000. 92.13 for $108,000.
If those had garages, and I have no way of telling you, you know, because the garage doesn't go with the property, it is assigned to the owner. The Point Royale POA still owns all the garages. You have a lease on the garage. And if the garage transferred with that, that adds another anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000 to the sale price. But, you know, irregardless whether you have a garage or not, it's very evident. And, yeah, we can go back to the early 90s and you know, and you're going to find some high prices.
Well, we don't.
This one sold in August 29th with a garage for $110,000.
Yeah.
91.5 sold for $119,000. Now, this was in the fall of 07, though. That's a problem we're having to face every day on this council.
Oh, I can sympathize. I mean, it's a vicious world out there, and you know, it's.
There's no question, I don't think, in any of our minds that the next time they're reassessed, they're not going to be definitely down, because then we got a pattern in what happened in 08 and 09. Unless things turn around suddenly and go, and I doubt that that's going to happen.
When is the next assessment due?
Be January of 2011. It's either assessed as of January 1st in the odd years, and then that holds true for the two-year span. They don't change the next year, an even number of years.
Dr. Rose, we're looking here at the same, his property, the properties beside. You know, we've had this discussion several times today, and his property is assessed the same as his neighbors.
Right, 918 is 18410. That's 18170, about the same.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Got a couple more right here.
That one must be something different. I don't know what it is. There's another one.
18210.
Yeah.
One more.
On the list that Kenny gave us, we got Avondale 93-1 at $70,000. Then we got 90-09 at $96,000.
At $70,000, you say?
Number 18 is Avondale, and then number 31.
That's as of October last year. It was only 70. Now, 93-1, that would be a comparable place to yours?
Yes.
92-13, number 44.
110. That's quite a variation in all those in there. Do any of those up there have the top floor with another floor and extra things or not?
I'm not aware of any. We're not on a top floor, and I've never been in a top floor, so I don't know.
I don't either. Down there in Bunker Ridge area, and that they've got.
They
some.
Do. I know that, but I don't know if there are any 3 bedrooms in our buildings or not. Most of them that I've been in are only 2 bedrooms, or any way in building.
Exception of that one, the rest of them are all 96 and above, 96,000 and above that are somewhere right there.
Still standing over.
We're looking at a list here, sir, of the properties that have sold in 07 and 08 is what we're looking at. They run anywhere from 70 on the low side. Oh, there you go. To 120,
yeah,
number 53.
I don't know that you can really compare anything other than what's on Avondale, because Avondale is kind of off by itself.
These are all on Avondale.
Okay. I'm looking at one Avondale here that sold for $70,000.
Right.
And
that's the one he was looking at.
Yeah.
We've got about 5 or 6 more that all sold for 96 or above. So that one we kind of have to figure there's some type of a strange thing about why it's sold so low, and usually kick out a high and a low when we're looking at something like that.
That still puts me pretty much in the high.
So it ranges from 70,000 to...
Well, kicking that out, 96 to 120,000.
To 120,000.
Lowest one's 96. All on Avondale.
Do you have any other evidence? I mean, did you bring any appraisal type situation stuff or anything?
No, I did not bring any appraisals. The only thing I brought is that what's current as of today for sale in that area. And I know you're talking about 08, but I thought the purpose of this whole hearing was to see if we could get it equalized a little bit.
Well, equalized means that you're paying the same as the person who has something similar.
Not necessarily, in my opinion. If they don't want to take the time to come over here and visit with y'all and try to get it down on a fair scale, then that's their priority. But my priority is try to save a few dollars where I can, and this is one area where I can. And you know, based on current market values, and that's all I have to go by, I can't go back to 08 and sell. You know, I can't go anywhere else. And I know that y'all have to go by your past historical data. But I think your future historical data or your present historical data will tell you right now that $95,000 is a wee bit too much for a property at Point Royal in the Avondale location.
Well, all the sales we have here from 2008, especially the fall of 2008, are in the 95 to above range, with the exception of that one for 70, which, you know.
If we go through, and this is often what we do, is to, like judging high diving, throw out the high and the low, mm-hmm. being something wrong there. Then the average in there on the Turnberry property of what's actually been sold in the last 2 years is somewhere just a little over $100,000. And I don't doubt a bit that you couldn't get $100,000 for it right now. But only thing we can go on is the evidence of what it has done, not what we think it's going to do.
Well, the present day evidence pretty much tells you what it is today. And that's... Yeah, you know, that's what I thought we were doing, but evidently I was wrong.
Well, the properties beside you are all being assessed at the same value, and that's what we're here for, to try to determine equalization, board of equalization. And actually, some of them are assessed just a little bit higher than yours. So I'm going to make a motion to deny.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I have to say aye, too. It's just...
I'm going to abstain and hear the argument.
We commiserate with you on this thing, Jackie. It's just a matter that our hands are tied at the same time, too. All we can do is to try to say, your neighbors are paying the same as you are right now. And you're all... It's going to have to come down sooner or later.
Maybe that's the key word there. Maybe I'm representing more than one person here. Maybe we need to take a look at who's doing the overall assessing and see if we can't get that straightened out. You know, it's a crying shame that we try to live in Branson and stay here year-round, and yet, you know, this kind of thing happens.
Well, when your neighbors are paying 96 and above for the units, then we invite them to come, too. I mean, that's the basis we have to go on, is what people are paying for property. And that's the information we have before us here.
Well, I hope, truthfully, we can revisit this again next year and we have a new current 09 sales, because as you're going to see, the 09 figures are going to reflect this a lot less. It's a shame that we have to wait till 011 to do this, but as you can tell, I'm not a happy camper, but that's the way it goes.
I wasn't either. When I opened mine, I was up 42% this year.
The state statute dictates that that's the way it has to be done, and that's according to the state, not us in the county. Yeah. It's not our fault. That's what the state says.
I know you have a thankless job.
Well, watch it closely for next year.
We're trying to, everybody's trying to stretch their dollar.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Can you pull it up here?
Yeah, it'll take us a few minutes because we're about to change profiles. We can go ahead and take a phone call, I guess, while we're doing that. For
me, please.
Roland?
737.
Got this.
These are all at 47,000. Those are all stuff.
Where is the Sunset Inn Estates?
Tea House.
Where was that one that you just had there now, 3930?
No,
it's right there, okay. What are some of the lots nearby, says that one?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe a little high.
Hit a couple more.
And you got a house.
That's got a house, though.
That's not Sims. Yeah, there it is.
Look at a couple more of those lots.
They're all the same.
They're all the same. Have we had any sales in there?
We've got his sales in 06 is all we have on our sales list.
He was the last one to buy, huh?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Cindy with the Cheney County Board of Equalization. Is this Carol McLeese?
Yes, it is.
Hi, we are calling you for our phone appointment.
You're supposed to call my husband at his business. He's waiting for a call from there.
Okay, what's that number?
334? No, excuse me. Oh my God, 334-7792.
Okay, we'll give him a call, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Sunset? Is this right down the lake?
No, it's down the T Highway down at, kind of you turn down Ladybug to go to the, down to the lake. Okay. You know where it's at, don't you, Chuck?
T Highway.
Where we had all the water
down
washing down.
It goes down
T Highway's off of 76.
76. Yeah. I mean, off of East 76, T Highway there at the
Holiday Hills.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh.
Hi, Mr. McLeese.
Yeah.
Hi, this is the Taney County Board of Equalization calling for your phone appointment. And just wanted to let you know before we get going here that you are being recorded and this is being streamed live on our internet website. So I'm going to hand you over to the chairman of the board, Bob Rose.
Bob Rose.
That's right, Ron.
Rose.
Rose, R-O-S-E.
All right. Bob, is it?
Yeah. Now, you've... Let's see, 43... we're talking about... Well, let's take this first lot that's come up here. Sunset Inn Estates. That's down off T Highway?
On Sunset Inn Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got three lots out there.
Okay, now, is that the three that you showed us?
Yeah.
All three. In other words, those three that are all the same are all his?
Yeah, everything around there is his, and they're all the same.
Okay. Have we got anyone else that owns property nearby?
Yes, right there.
Okay, Medley? Any others?
Just three lots.
Mm-hmm. Now we're looking for some others besides your three lots. In other words, to see if you're being treated fairly.
There's another one right there.
Okay, Mr. Medley's lot is the same. Luster's lot is the same. Now we're looking at the parcel of land here up on the screen, and it shows that your lots are evaluated exactly the same as everybody else out there.
According to what I understand from real estate and whatever, all those lots have been raised this year.
You bought your lot in?
In other words, they went from $257.76 a piece from last year up to $700, let's see, where is here? that went up $171.83 per lot.
Well, now, what do you...
This brings a grand total of $1,377.87 on all three lots. That's almost twice as much. That's quite a jump. And I go by the statement that was on the original letter that was sent to me. For if we feel it's unfair in comparison to market value of today, and then they, of course, have these different things here showing that the market values has gained or lost. And
do you have them up for sale now?
No, sir, I don't.
Are you just holding for speculation?
I'll tell you what, though. I went to about four different major real estate and asked them if there'd be any chance I could sell them. And they almost laugh at me. There is nothing moving. If lots haven't gone up, if they haven't gone down, I'd be quite surprised. You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Mr. Rose. Had it been, say, like $50, $60 per lot, this is the only time in my life, I'll give you my word before God, I have ever complained, ever. But this is utterly ridiculous. I mean, I think you, as well as all of us, know what's going on right now. You ought to hear my customers. One guy yesterday, for example, had business here in Panama, a resale outlet for Springfield. He's finally had to close it. People are losing. Well, they're just losing. I don't know how to be more clear. And, you know, like I said, if it had been a, well, I would even consider it being a reasonable rate, I wouldn't even be on this phone. But to double it, almost double it, is utterly ridiculous, Mr. Rose.
That's,
I'm down 40, 50% myself, and I'm just a stupid little one-chair barbershop. And I've been in this shop 21 years. So I have a steady clientele, or had.
According to your documents, you bought these lots in February 06?
Yeah.
For $34.9?
No, let's see here.
$36.9.
Right here. Okay, lot 16, $36.9, lot 2, $34.9, lot 1, $34.9.
Yeah.
And, of course, there hasn't been anything done to them, no upgrade, no, well, nothing.
Okay. Do you have anything else to present? Do you know of any other sales around there or anything that's going on that would give us any evidence?
In fact, in our housing area, Mr. Rose, you ought to see the homes that's up for sale. And, of course, they're not selling. But, I mean, it's, well, I think you know as well as I do that it's every place now. It's ridiculous. Like I said, I could see a small increase, but a double.
Actually, yours went up 56.6%. Not double, but that's still an awful lot.
I don't know about that, but I know one thing. There's a big major difference between $773.28, you know, than what they're wanting now.
All right, we will discuss this.
Go ahead.
We will discuss this and back with the assessor, and then we will let you know our decision just within a few days by mail.
Okay, this would be about $600 difference. In other words, that's getting awful close to double price.
Yep, you're right. We'll get back to you.
Well, appreciate it.
Bye. Jim, isn't that quite a bit to go up for just unimproved property?
We've got several houses in Sunset Inn Estates. This is a relatively new subdivision. We've got 06 and 07 houses in there of a price range from $250,000 homes. And we had that land on at $30,000, which was approximately a little over about 12%. Well, that fits nothing where you don't have sales. That fits nothing to the land value versus home value ought to be in a range of 18 to 28% of the structure value. So we took these lots to $50,000 a piece with structures on them, give him Mr. McLeese a 6% discount, which run his vacant lots in at $47,000. That's how we did it. Whether we did it right or wrong or indifference, that's how we did it.
I'm familiar with this subdivision. We were down in there, had some county stuff that we had to do. Since he bought those lots, he said there hadn't been anything done. Streets have been paved, a lot of other improvements in the subdivision. We had some problems with water runoff, and they poured some base rock and big old 0-6 in there.
So the lots have been improved.
Well, the amenities have, as far as the roads and utilities and stuff like that. We, as a commission, had to deal with a water runoff.
I don't know. It just seems in that area. I haven't been out there personally, so I don't know what's there. In area in general, out on off East 76, and that to me, 47,000 seems like a lot for a lot. But. Any comments for the rest of you?
I'll make a motion to put them back to last year's, whatever that is.
Would it not be?
It's 700.
Would that not be well advised to know what value you're talking about before you just make a motion to move it somewhere?
No, what? Just tell us. I don't
think they've gone up. Reason that I'm making that motion, I don't think they've gone up.
He paid more than that for them.
I think maybe they haven't gone up, but on the other hand, we've had to raise property taxes in general in the county on other properties that aren't worth any more than they were last year, too.
What's so, $5,700 assessed value? What is that appraised value? $5,700 assessed value.
$3,000.
That's what they were last year.
I did not hear a second to the original motion. I would like to propose that this be reduced to appraised land of $35,000. In other words, where there's some raise, but not this much on unimproved land when he owns it all. Is there a second to that?
A second to motion.
You said $35,000?
$35,000 appraisal. That would still have him higher taxes, but not as much.
And below his purchase price.
Two of them would be a shade higher, and one of them would be.
Which BOE are you talking about then?
He's got three of them here.
Well, which one are you talking about, Dr. Rose? All of them?
Oh, no. Well, I was only thinking about this particular one we were looking at.
42 and 43. 042 and 043. They paid 34 now.
James has got them assessed all the same there, so if we're going to make a change, James, it ought to be for all of them, hasn't it?
Yeah, everybody's
the houses out there, you say you got most of those at, you backed the lots off at 50,000?
Yeah, they're 200, and altogether they're like 258, 285, one of the nicest rural subdivisions we have in the county, no doubt about it.
And you use what percentage for lots?
Anywhere between 18% to 28%, according to the amenities of paved roads, and then we get into curb and guttering roads.
Since that would make it even below on some of them, Chuck, would you go along with 5 minutes and minus, say, 40,000?
I think 35. I'm quite familiar with the area. It's a decent subdivision. I don't disagree. But I can't imagine they've gone up in value. Since, what do you have, 06? If anything, they've gone down.
Okay, we have a motion and second to lower the appraised value of all three properties to $35,000. Let's have the vote.
Nay.
Nay.
Aye.
Is that $35,000?
Mm-hmm. I picked an arbitrary figure, I'll admit. Nay. All right, the motion fails. Is there an alternative? Someone else have a motion for something?
Just,
what'd you figure the 18% or the, on that day? So we.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on something here just to see what, again, I don't know what the houses out there, what'd you say, Kenny, about 250 is the average house out there?
Can you pull one up that's got a house on it?
48050. Could we see what the
48050 would be about what level of house?
About 230,000. $252,000. Those are nice homes in that area.
Make a motion to deny it.
I hear no second to that. There's another compromise motion.
All right. I will move that we raise it to 39,000, or lower it to 39,000. That is based off a 2.5% to 2.7% CPI index increase annually since he bought it, which would be about 6% increase in property value off of his purchase price.
I'll second that.
Okay. To move it to 39,000?
Yes.
Lower the appraised value to 39,000. There's a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed.
Aye. We'll have to make adjustments on everybody around there.
Maybe not everybody, since the ones that are improved versus unimproved, that would make a difference.
In that subdivision? What do you mean unimproved?
He has three are unimproved, and there's not very many unimproved lots in there. A lot of houses are in there.
A lot of houses are.
You wouldn't adjust that value. Because they're an improved lot, we value them differently.
What are you saying? There's two or three more vacant lots we look at.
Oh, well, that'd be fine. Yeah.
We'd have to do that. We're Board of Equalization. I think we've lost our focus there. Well, I think we'd move around there and show those other parties.
And just want to ask the chair, I didn't make it clear that it was for all three lots, but
I took it to mean.
Did everyone who voted aye assume it was all three lots?
Per lot.
Per lot, but
yes.
All three.
Oh, yes.
BOE numbers? Okay.
Thanks, Jim, because I did the same
thing. I made an assumption. I apologize.
Now, does someone want to move it? You try to find the ones around it?
Move to his lot, and then just go right down the row there, and the ones that are exactly the same, I want to look at.
Shinnerberry?
Is the subdivision pretty much that square from Ladybug to Thistle and Sunset?
Yeah.
Move on, yeah. They're all 89. Do you want to get those numbers as we go, gentlemen?
There's three.
Yeah, hold on. Let me write that.
Hold it.
Go back. Start over again, Jim Hughes. All right, that's
35003.
Yep.
And we have no evidence on what they give for their lots. It makes it kind of hard to do that, but I think we need to take that into consideration when we start.
Next.
007. So 357.
Yep, so far.
And 08.
No. Next.
Did you say yes on 08?
Hold on, we're 010.
010.
35. 010.
We'll read them off in just a second, Donna.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different. I think it's all of them in the areas.
That's all of them. I think you have to go back up to the.
Oh,
there was one.
015.
015. Okay.
That's the guy that sold him the lots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And 001.
Would somebody point out his other two lots to me?
Two long ones, I think, James, right there on Sunset Inn.
are they probably worth about $80,000 a lot compared to the others.
That's the guy that owned them. That's the one just sold them off. No, West McLean. Where was his third one? There's two there together.
This is what, the third one's one we reduced.
That one right there.
We reduced all three of them.
We reduced all three of them.
I know, but two of them right along the road.
Hello. All right.
I'll have to call you back. I'm going to be a wee me.
I move that we reduce parcel numbers ending in 001. This may be duplicate from the other two. Don, I don't have those in front of me. I'm sorry, the parcel numbers need to be adjusted. 001, 003, 005, 007, 008, 010, 015. We reduce those to appraised value of $39,000.
Second.
Second here. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Opposed?
Again, them other two, but I forgot to vote that way.
I'll go with aye. 4-0.
4-0-1. 4-1.
What did you think? That's too high.
I felt like the other ones were too high, so I'll stick with that for these.
I've talked about it, but I can't talk about it now.
No, you were willing to go for 30,000, but not 39,000.
Put it on there.
35, I think was your motion.
Well, 35.
I tried 30, no, it went nowhere, and then 35.
35 was defeated. 39, you thought it was too much.
Yeah.
All right. We're now ready for Lucas Rivero. When does that due?
1:30.
Yeah, I guess.
Already passed due? All right.
I didn't look at it, but
she's bad enough. 3-8. Shady Drive. He paid 78.9. He thinks it's only worth 65. This is that Fox one. Good.
Did you have it? You picked up my schedule when you left. You moved your pile. It disappeared.
You are being recorded and you are live on the internet. And for the record, your opinion of market value is showing at $65,000. The assessor currently has it appraised at $82,639. And Bob Rose is our chairperson.
Good afternoon. You've had this now since November of 06?
November 2006. Exactly.
Now, is this one of the ones on the so-called Vixen Circle in Fox Point?
Yes, all the condos there are on Vixen Circle.
Okay. Well, we're looking here at you said that you think we're $65,000. I'm just going to tell you, we're looking at the sales for the last 2 years. They have ranged anywhere from a low of $75,000 to a high of $107,000.
Okay.
With the average being somewhere right around $94,000. Now, what justification can you show us that you should be less than what property sold for in the last 2 years?
We sent you a bunch of what they're listing for and what they're actually selling for now. And one just sold for $58,000, another one for $60,000. Those were by realtors. I know, as a matter of fact, a couple that sold by owners for $48,000 and $45,000. My wife sent you guys a whole bunch of...
We have
it. No, we have it.
We have it in our packet.
Were so, those...
had a market analysis, and they came up with $67,000.
Were they distressed sales, the two sales you're telling us about?
I'm sorry.
He asked you if there were distressed sales, meaning somebody who had to get out and had to take anything they could get.
No, actually, no. There were actually the ones, the 58 and the 60,000 went up by realtors, and that's what they actually sold for. They were asking more, but it actually sold for 58 and 60,000. My wife has three friends that are realtors and all that. That's where she was able to get all the information.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do understand that we have to set the property valuations as things were on January 1st, 2009, not now. Things that have gone down between January and now are not supposed to affect our evaluations. That has to be taken into the following year after there's data that's recorded.
Right. Well, these two condos sold since January 1st, 2009.
But we can't consider that until next year, you see.
We've
got to look at 07 and 08.
Okay.
And so, as I said, it ranged from 75 to 107.
Okay. Like I said, even the ones that are for sale right now, there's nothing selling. The only ones that are selling are the ones in the $50,000 range.
Which is kind of beginning to sound like distress, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I know how things are right now. It's just, this whole area has been, you know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you're aware, but it's been overdeveloped as far as condos.
Well, we understand that. We all live here.
Well, yeah. It's just brought the prices way down on everything.
Okay, now, we have your material here. We have your statement. We'll discuss this, and we will get back and get you an answer in the next few days as to what we can do about it this year.
All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate anything you guys can do, because that's basically where they're at right now. I mean, you got our closing cost there. I mean, our closing statement. We paid $78,000, and we can't even sell it for $65,000 right now.
Okay. We'll be in touch with you.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Bye.
James, do you want to add anything, say anything?
I think you've got the information we used.
Right. Motion for denial. We don't have anything anywhere close to his request.
Second.
Question, discussion. Bob, could you clarify what you said to us Monday? We're telling people, we're continuing to tell people that it has to be from either on January 1 or previous to that, and you made a comment Monday about that wasn't the way you saw it. Is that correct?
Right, right. January 1st, 2009 is the relevant date for value. If you're going to get a certified appraisal in, it should be a certified appraisal. As a certified appraisal, it should be a certified appraisal appraising the property for January 1st, 2009. But there's nothing to say which evidence you use. I mean, if something sold on January 2nd, it would be more relevant to January 1st value than something that sold in June of the year before. And just because it's after June 1st doesn't mean it should be disregarded, I don't believe.
Would you go as far as saying March or April or something would be as good as a September of the previous year?
That's an opinion of value that you should make, but I would probably say that, yes. Unless there was something that happened in between January and March.
Thank you.
For the lowest price when it was sold, well, I guess one was in February and one was in October at the $75,000 level.
Call for the vote.
We have what, a motion to deny?
Yeah, I made a motion and
I seconded it.
Jim seconded.
Opposed?
Did we do anything for the other Fox Point people? We denied them all?
We had that
we had several.
One phone call that, well, I'm actually not sure what we ended up doing. So.
I was thinking that
I don't think we did what we, I don't think we met, we didn't respond. We did not, I don't think we agreed to the request. I don't know, I don't remember what we did after that.
You know, my memory is probably like yours and getting fuzzy when we look at all these different cases, but then you think back. It just sticks in my mind that we gave some reduction there, but not anywhere near what they asked.
I can check if you'd like. I can check if you'd like.
Would that take very long?
No, I'm looking
down. May I see? It take you how long?
Just a minute.
She's working on it now.
Let's hold off a minute.
All I can go by is parcel numbers.
I don't know.
I think it was...
would that be Sheridan? Sheridan property?
Yep, yep.
That was BOE number 2009-060123. I can tell you how we voted on that.
What did we do?
One, two, three, you said?
Yeah. Okay, it was at 17,940 res. We lowered it to 17,100 res. We reduced it by $840 assessed value.
This one must be one of the older ones or lower because it's already less than that.
I don't think it's one of the older ones. If the map comes back up, you'll see that our 2006 map shows, I think, just a raw. I'm sorry, Jim. Can we see the map, maybe? As you can see, it's not even a structure there in 06. That's being completed.
When did he buy this? I thought it was over.
He bought
it. He bought it in the fall of 06, and that aerial was flown in March of 06.
Okay. So it was built during 06.
Right.
One of the
right.
books in 06.
Well, I'm just trying to say it wasn't one of the really older ones there.
Right.
There was some difference out there, depending on where it was in 100 square feet or something like that.
I call for the vote. You can either deny it or
all right, let's
go ahead or whatever.
Continue the vote. We've already have two ayes. What is your vote, Danny?
Aye.
Who said aye? I said aye.
Aye.
How about David did?
I don't think he voted yet.
I haven't.
Oh,
yet.
I'm sorry.
We spend a little more time getting some information for you. But
we make a motion to table. That overrides another motion.
If you want more time to...
Well, I don't know if that's comparing to apples on that other one we just talked about. If we lowered it to 17, and I don't know if it's how it compares to this one. This is lower than that one, so...
We lowered it to 17 from what?
The assessed value from 17.8 something, she said. So, the assessed value, not the appraised. But. I'm going to vote aye.
How much did we knock it down?
We voted aye.
We lowered it by $840 of assessed value.
Of assessed valuation.
We lowered it down to $17,100 on two of those.
It was one of the larger units across the... the other side, back side of Vixen Circle.
If we were to do the same thing to this one, we'd be lowering the assess like the 15 one. If we elected to do such a thing.
We have three ayes so far.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, he has voted aye.
Oh, you voted aye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Four ayes.
Who voted?
I'm sorry.
I opposed.
One, three ayes and one nay.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go opposed, but just it passes 3-2. I don't have an answer to some of these, but I... Okay, Shirley Christian.
I thought we'd put the line up at residential.
3-9.
And which one?
Shirley Christian.
Which one is this one?
39.
The regular.
739. Is it the promenade?
Already been lowered about $1,500, and he says.
Hello?
Hi, is this Shirley Christian?
Yes, it is.
This is Donna Healy with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hi.
Hi. Ma'am, I'd like to let you know that you're being recorded and that you are live on the Internet. We're showing that the assessor has appraised this property at $244,644. And that you're showing a purchase price of $189,900, and you believe that's the market value. Bob Gross is our chairperson.
The price is correct, yes.
Yes, Shirley, I see where they've already reduced your assessed value by about $1,500, from $79,970 to $78,290. And you think it should go further than that?
Tell me that again, down to what?
In other words, 79, it's the assessed valuation. In other words, we deal with appraisal, that's the full value of the property. And then the assessed value is around 19% of that. That's by state statute that we tax only about 19% of the property.
And what does that come out?
No, in your case, it's commercial property because here's the rental program. 32%. Okay. And so he lowered you from $79,970 assessed total to $78,290. In other words, he's recognized already that the property values are going down somewhat.
Well, okay, I wasn't aware of that.
James,
it's better than going up, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. So what does that make my property value, the value of the property then?
What would that take your value?
I have a separate question here.
Okay. The assessment is $244,644.
That's the appraisal.
Yes. So.
Ma'am, can you tell me what you purchased this property for?
$189,900.
You got it. No. The bank loan is what she said.
I was figuring that the value of the property probably had decreased or devalued.
Right. Did you
within 2 years?
Did you purchase it for $189,000, or is that what your loan is for?
Yes.
Yes to what?
$189,900
is what you purchased it for.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Did you buy it from the realtor or?
I'm sorry.
Did you buy it from a real estate agent, from the developer, or?
Yes, from that agent, uh-huh.
Okay. So the way I read your form here is you feel like that's what it's worth. Is that correct?
Which one? 189? Yes.
Yes. You think it's worth $189,900?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it would be any more than that.
Okay.
All right. Any more evidence?
All right. We will be deliberating on this and get back to you. You will receive a notice in writing within the next few days of what we decided. Okay. We have to look at what we've done with other people in the same area, the same type of property.
Well, keep in mind now, this is just a one-bedroom apartment.
Okay. We'll be in touch with you then.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
I make a recommendation to this board of being consistent with what we've done in the past to put this value at $189,900.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. The total assessed value would go down to $189,000.
No, appraised value.
Appraised value. Now, Jim, is that going to be, though, now, wasn't there something about the part of it being up under residential for the common elements or something? Wasn't that $30,000 on some of the others up?
It's all commercial.
It's all commercial? There. Okay.
Yeah. Down there.
Like, I think you said the primary use is what you...
The primary use. I think there's one condo that you guys got notified up out of that whole situation that was residential.
I think we didn't mess
and they had to mess with their bylaws to allow that, I understand.
How about the rest of the units, like we did on the lots previous? Do we need to look at the rest of the one-bedroom units?
We've already done that. I think we've heard from pretty near everybody in that unit.
This one just kind of slipped through. Okay.
All right.
David White.
David White. There's a map for 40 and 41.
Give us time to find them. And
Tenney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Donna, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. Sir, I'd like to let you know that we are recording this and that you are live on the internet. The first property we're looking at, you have stated it has a market value of $425,000.
Just the house?
Okay,
let me get that in front of me. Okay, go ahead.
And the assessor has it appraised at $700,508. And our chairperson is Bob Rose.
Yes, David. Now, let me get this to where is this property?
It's in off of Highway 86 in Taney County.
Off Highway 86?
Okay. Right at the edge of the county line. About, in fact, Stone County is my western border.
You say you built the house for around $496,000?
I built the house for $496,000 in 2007.
And we're now?
Assessed it last year.
Now, they dropped the assessment from assessed total from $138,020 to $133,000. In other words, you've already got a $5,000 dollar adjustment downward on your assessment. You think it should go even further than that?
When was that done? I never received a notice of that.
Wouldn't receive a notice of a decrease. You only see to receive a notice of an increase.
They don't send, when they decrease them, they don't send out the notices.
What's the total appraised? What's the total assessment on it right now?
$700,508. That's land and improvements.
Well, that's the appraisal.
Right, that's about 42.6% above what it cost me to build it 2 years ago before the housing crash of 2008.
Now, do you just use that, do you rent this out, or do you just...
No, I do not rent it out.
You just come up here periodically and...
It's personal residence.
Well, we will be discussing it. Is there anything else that you have to tell us now? We have your statements. And we'll be talking to the assessor here, and we'll get back to you within the next few days.
You have a second property.
Whoop, what?
You have a second property.
Oh, a second, excuse me.
I did send him all of the computer drawings with the accurate square footage, which they do not have. I sent him all the invoices, payroll receipts, building supply invoices, everything I could on the house. I sent that to him last year. Never heard a word. I tried twice trying to call so I wouldn't have to come in front of y'all to do this, but...
Well, he's sitting here right now, so we can get to him.
Okay. And then the other one is on the two lots.
That Oakmont lots. We can handle that because we've handled a bunch of them down here, and you'll be treated equally. And then we'll let you know.
Okay. I knew that was in dispute because when I went by Oakmont Community to find out how much the lots were truly worth, they had a sack of about 4 inches thick.
I don't remember, but you'll be adjusted the same way they were on the other ones. Jim, do you have anything to say while he's still on the line about the house, the property?
About the house or the lots?
The lots we can take care of. I want to see if Mr. Strahan has any comments while you can hear.
So I put the lots to the side?
Well, first of all, we haven't voted on the lots, sir, but we will look into it and make a vote at the end of the day.
Okay, the only thing about the lots is that they're classified. Oakmont has those as just membership lots. People just have those to have a membership in the Oakmont Community place down there. The building down there on 86 to have access to that.
Yes, sir.
Well, we understand that. We've already dealt with a number of those, and you will be treated the same.
But now, I understand.
What about on the house, Jim? Do you have anything particular?
Not other than everything that I've already sent in to show exactly what it costs to build it.
Well, my question is directed to the assessor, who's sitting here.
I don't have any other questions. I called a couple of times last year. That's when I sent all the stuff so that they could get a more accurate assessment.
Mr. White, I'm sorry. Bob Rose was asking a question of the assessor, not of you on that. But I am going to ask you real quick. What do you think the square footage of your home is?
About 5,000.
Does that include basement or upstairs or anything?
That's everything. I don't have it. It's not a two-story. It's a one-story.
Okay. We're showing 7,410 square feet.
Well, like I said, I sent all the computerized drawings with the breakdown of, from the assessment and all. That's accurate within a tenth of a square foot. I sent all that material in for it to be reviewed. That was last year when this came out. I didn't get any word in time to apply to the board of equalization for a hearing last year, so I thought I would do it this year.
Okay.
Mr. White, do you want to tell this board that you do have a basement?
Pardon me?
Do you want to tell this board that you do have a basement?
I do not have a finished basement, no.
But you do have a basement?
It's on a slope. There's some stairs going down to that area down there, but there's nothing down there.
Do you want to tell the board that we've been out and measured your house twice? Do you want to tell the board that?
Say again, you were breaking up on
that. Do you want to tell the board that we've been to your house and measured it, and this has been a very controversial house, and that we haven't avoided you in any way? Would you want to tell this board that?
You have been to the house twice to measure it, is what you told me, and you told me the second time you came up with the same thing the first time.
Well,
and you also gave me a breakdown of how you arrived at the assessment with the different things that you assess at different dollars per square foot and all that. I got a very thorough breakdown of all that. Things you can't run around the outside of a house with a tape measure and get a breakdown of what's heated, unheated, unfinished, finished. You can't do that. But the bottom line is that if you're assessing a house for over 40% above what it costs to build it, there's a problem somewhere.
Well, that's just what I wanted to express to this board. You had mentioned earlier that you couldn't get no response out of us.
I never got a response after I sent in all of the invoices and all the payroll stubs and everything of what it costs to build the house and all the drawings of it. I never received a response out of that. No, sir, I did not.
We walked into the house the first time because of the locked gate.
Well, yeah, there's a gate.
Is it locked most of the time?
I didn't know you were coming. Nobody told me you were coming, or I would have gladly opened the gate for you.
I would advise the board to look at the drawing on the screen. This house is very difficult to measure. We've measured it twice, come up with the same numbers both times.
Well, I was told there were different numbers each time, but...
Well, there were slightly different numbers, nothing to make any difference of we come up with 7,000 feet in that house, the way the assessor's offices measure houses.
Mr. White, did you
and that's why I sent in the computerized drawing of it, so you would have it.
Did you
because I realize that it is probably difficult to measure. I understand that.
Did you do part of the building yourself, or did you just...
No, I did not. I live in Louisiana.
And so... The $496,000 is what you paid others to build your house.
That's correct.
What about the price of the property?
We bought that in 98, I think.
You remember about what you paid for it?
No, I didn't have that. I didn't know that was going to come up. I apologize. But it might take me a little bit of time to do.
No, that's all right. I was just wondering ballpark.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't realize that question.
And that ballpark, was it rather an expensive lot, or did you feel you got a bargain?
I thought I got a pretty good bargain. In fact, the guy threw in the two lots, the two Oakmont lots, for nothing. just to get rid of the property. And I mean,
well, this picture that we're showing up on the screen right now, when the house was under construction.
Okay.
It's hard for me to visualize. You said a single-story house with a basement?
Yes.
It looks like the Taj Mahal from here.
Well...
It looks like a tower on it?
No, there's no tower. There's no second floor.
Are you sure this isn't the Hilton Hotel picture?
You're looking down.
That's funny. That's great.
We needed that.
It's a nice house. I mean, it's a comfortable house. You know, it's close to a $500,000 house.
Okay, we will discuss this, and we will get back to you on both cases within the next few days and give you our answer.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Bye.
Thank you.
Am I eyeballs looking at
you? You're looking straight down at the top of it.
Oh.
That's an aerial view of the top of it.
Oh, okay. I thought this was there.
And it's not, and the house is not completed.
It looked like an apartment house going in.
What you're seeing is a lot of the framework. The house isn't completed, the roof isn't on it.
Okay. Well, that do make a difference.
I can match that twice.
Question, James?
Yes, sir.
You show a value on this. This must have an awful lot of amenities and stuff that adds points, because you've got it at 8574 square foot.
Look at the roof cuts along. I mean, my goodness. You can't even use the normal point system to get that house built or appraised.
I don't deny it cost a lot of money to build that, but I mean, I was just taking this in comparison to some other real nice homes, $300,000 and $400,000 homes around that are showing in the $50 to $60 something square foot range.
When you see us take one to an A, that kind of opens the door for appraisal and opens the door to extra features. And when we've got, I don't know, what do you guess, Kenny, 20 A homes in Taney County, maybe?
Yeah, probably a few more than that.
When we get to those, there's no way of valuing the expertise and that goes into these homes other than to add extra points for windows and doors. A, just to get it. It's the same as adding a neighborhood code.
This is not a spec home.
Well, no, no. I mean, it's definitely a custom-built home. No
when
doubt.
We've looked at value of properties along some others, we've kind of considered the property, like this last one we had, we took it back down to what they paid for it. I wouldn't suggest that in a case like this. Is $200,000 up in, what, a couple of years too much for one property? That's the question.
Well, if you take Jack Johnston's house and the knowledge of what we had and the way you guys adjusted it, its square footage might be double the value, $600,000 home. So, I mean, the sense of what happened on that home earlier, pretty well confirmed we're right on this home.
It's 10 acres on 86 Highway.
Oh, it's a beautiful location, superior to everyone's. It's over at Long Creek Bridge. You cross the bridge, you go up to the little grocery store. They've always had a lock gate there. You come back around there to that home.
Well, another question. Normally you say 18 to 20 some odd percent of the value of the home for a lot.
That's correct.
And on this, you've only got 22,000, where you've got some little small lots on some homes at 40 and 50,000.
That is correct.
And that's confusing to me.
What I'm trying to get to a total value of what we could defend.
So there's no rhyme or reason how you value the property?
We valued the property prior to him building it.
Or they just built more on it than you anticipated somebody doing.
Yeah, Kenny, like I said, had to walk into it. He was there.
It does have a lake view in the fall.
I mean, in some houses and lots, you take a lot that's worth so much, and then when they put a house on it, you value the lot a lot higher because you're taking 20-some-odd percent of the value of the house.
Right.
And you didn't do that on this one, though.
No.
What do you think the land value is just by itself? If we were truly to try to get this price the right price by land and structure, what would you say the land's worth? It's 10 and a half acres
I'd
on 86.
The land, would, without a substantiation of a sale somewhere, $125,000.
All right.
Without a well or anything on it, that's just a basic land. Do you think it would be that high?
If it's more than one area, you can see a view and build three homes on it to view the lake, yes. As you know, when asked, he didn't tell you what he paid for the land.
We don't know that it was a subterfuge. He bought it back, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, 90-something.
But he admitted that he got a good price on it.
Kenny believes he told him 110.
On that land?
Back in 98.
That's going off memory, guys.
And it just disturbed me, the report to the commission, or the BOE here, that we didn't respect his wishes and not gone out. We've got verified information of both dates we were there. Talked to this man many times.
I had the impression that you two had kind of tangled before.
Not me. I just didn't appreciate the way he treated my appraisers.
If on an unfinished basement, you've got that thrown in for total square footage and the square foot, but was the square foot lowered down because of that?
Yes.
So in other words, if that was a finished basement...
It's not full.
I know, it's just a half basement.
And we've got it drawn on here, and we point threed as an unfinished basement. This is our hard part. I can't turn over to you guys, but that's why we did it right here as a drawing.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm getting at, though. If he didn't have that basement, if it was just a 5,000 square foot, then that 8574 would be a higher number per square foot.
It would just be more.
No, the 8574 is not relative to the square footage.
It's square foot cost times square footage, isn't it?
Right, but the only place the square footage would come in is the extra features over heating and air and all that stuff over about two more columns. If the square footage was decreased, then that number wouldn't be as high.
I'll make a motion that we raise the improve or lower the improvements to $600,000 and raise the appraised value to $105,000. Raise the land, appraised land to $105,000, lower the improvements to $600,000.
I'm hearing you say that here's a man who says, I built a house 2 years ago, it's now appraised at $200,000 more than I paid for it. I'm going to raise these taxes even more because the assessor under-assessed the land?
I just made a recommendation to this board.
That's what I'm hearing you recommending to the board.
If I had 10 acres out there, I'd want to... the assessor made the adjustment trying to take the total value into consideration. I made a motion. I didn't get no second on it. That's fine.
Let me take a jab at this. I'll move that we raise the land value to $100,000 and that we lower the improvements to $520,000. And just to explain why that is that he admitting that he built it for $496,000 using a 2.5% CPI index increase annually, which is 2 years of it, would get him at 520. But that would give him an overall appraised value of 620.
I don't like compromises like that. It's just difficult. It pulls it more closer to what he paid for the improvements and raises the land up to roll closer to what it should be. I would second your motion.
Question. In 07, we had to land on at 3630. So that's probably where you got your 22,000, isn't it? Was it?
18,000, sir.
18?
Compromise that's been proposed and seconded to me brings it more in line, gives him some tax relief, not what he wanted, but makes things more practical. So let's see if we can get another one to vote with us or not.
I never did understand what your
basically see. I'm reducing the improvements to 520 and increasing the land to a total of 100,000.
That makes a total of
so you're the improvements, you're decreasing $150,000?
Well, no. Yes, I am. Yeah. I don't think the structure's worth $677,000, but that's why I came out. I took his $496,000 that he contracted out and did just the natural CPI increase, assuming that his number's accurate.
He didn't furnish any proof that did he?
He said he did to James. We haven't.
But he also told us over the phone that he hadn't received any response. He also told us he hadn't received any visits.
Well, the overall decrease of the entire appraisal would be at only $80,000. That's the overall decrease.
What about, as Chuck brought out, the land, the assessor only thought for 10 years that it was valued at $18,000. Would make it jump to, I know a well and some stuff like that makes the land worth more, but should it go to $100,000?
I think he's trying to work down to a compromise.
I know, I understand that, but I'm just... I'm comfortable with the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
The land,
I could argue that the DeMonico is now complete, which is an improvement just down the street. And there's a project across the street from the DeMonico that will be is under construction that is increasing the value of that area.
Is this close to that structure that went unfinished for a long time?
That's DeMonico. Yeah.
What is it now? A restaurant or what?
It's a restaurant, and I think it's condos also now. Yeah. They're adding a third or fourth floor to it.
This is on up the hill from there on the left.
Down the hill, actually. See that down in the bottom right corner is where it is. That's there. that's the... How about we vote? Call the vote.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Aye. 3-2, yes. Yeah, just one second. Chuck, I know you don't have to answer this. I just want to, well, in other words, the reason, was it because you thought it was too low or too high or what?
I thought the land was too high.
Okay.
Again, we had it appraised for about $20,000. It's worth more than that, in my mind. But I, it could have been like a $50,000 maybe. I could have been $40,000 or $50,000. I might have gone with it.
I'll buy them all day long out there, sitting there for that.
On Highway 86?
On Highway 86. I just line it up, and I'll borrow the money to buy them at that cost.
Well, one question I started to ask, since you asked, Jim.
Yes, sir.
You got a 10-acre piece of ground.
Yes, sir.
And you buy it, and you put one house on it,
mm-hmm.
or anybody. And that's all you're going to do. You're just building your house in the middle of your 10
mm-hmm.
acres.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got your other 10-acre piece that Danny's talking about, maybe, that's for sale that you could develop into 5-10 lots or something.
Mm-hmm.
The tax assessment, on the assessment roll, are they worth the same money? In other words, if this 10 acres is sitting there...
With our current P&Z structure, yeah.
I think they're worth the same value.
With the current P&Z, I think they're worth the same. Because the
lot
splitting... Our process for lot splitting in the unincorporated areas is so easy that there's not to say that he couldn't split this off 3 more times.
I'm not quite getting my point.
My point
is, in my side, this guy doesn't want anything built around it.
Right.
He just wants his house in the middle of 10 acres.
Sure.
So,
that's
land. It's kind of like buying an extra lot for buckets.
Sure.
Two or three. Is that extra lot or 2, 3, or 4 that you buy as a buffer around your house? Are they worth the same as if they were available to build a house on?
In my opinion, if they're buildable,
yeah. Really?
Yeah. In my opinion, if they're a buildable market value, it's just the luxury this gentleman has to have extra money to purchase those buffer areas.
But those, I disagree kind of, I think, because the lot is a buffer. And the value of it is a buffer lot,
right?
Not a buildable thing. And that's kind of the way I look at it.
And the reason is that with our P&Z, because he could easily do a lot split, put some cattle pens up, call agriculture on 8 acres of it, and get it
right.
lower.
Sure.
So I believe if it's a buildable lot, it's a buildable space.
So, not arguing.
No, just that's my opinion. That's why I put it where I am.
If I'd won the lottery or had the money... I guarantee you, and I'm not the one to ask that question because I said we wouldn't. I bet you wouldn't take $500,000 for his little house.
I just got one statement to say to the board. I know you can't recognize the map as Kenny Ken. He's professional in what he's doing. Right straight across the roads where we had the $60,000 lots that we had to raise the entire neighborhood on the small lots on Idle and Cox.
It's a nice area is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's $700,000.
Nice. Well, no question.
And it's improving.
That's the Holstein piece of property straight across the road that we increased the land to $60,000 on the small lots.
But to argue the other side of the coin, just for fun, you say it's only a lake view in the fall because of so many trees?
Well, when I was there, I haven't been back since September of last year. He could have
cleaned it out.
Trees, yeah.
Yeah.
But less water under the bridge now.
Yeah.
But usually 4 2.5-acre lots are worth a total of more than 1 10-acre. Based on what I was fishing for.
No, I understand that, but...
We're late here in getting to Mr. Borganelli.
Can we do Mr. White?
We've got one other one here on Mr. White.
Are those
definitely James...
membership lots?
Membership lots.
What's this yellow lot there, guys? That's his freeway to his lower half of his $100,000 lot.
that he can sell off and never see from his house for any amount of money he wants to sell. I don't know why that testimony come in, as that's a giveaway lot in Oakmont.
That's why I'm just asking.
He was just asking you.
I just spotted that.
Huh.
That ties his lot to county roads, and they don't even have to come by his. But he can sell off that lower section of that in two pieces or whatever and have access.
The blue area.
That's the big parcel we just...
That's it, where his house sits on the blue area. And this yellow lot right below is one he says that he can... got for a
membership lot.
That is no more than a membership lot.
That's not Oakmont.
That's Oakmont.
Did he say membership or he got it for free? He said he got it thrown in.
No, he got it free, but he said it as a membership lot.
So it was a membership lot?
That's what he said. He called it a membership lot.
Where's the other lot?
What's the next lot to it?
He's got two of them.
Now, is that the bridge going where the inn is there?
Yes, that's the bridge right there, Dr. Rutherford.
Well, Oakmont is way up back up there.
No, part of it crosses the road there by the Delmonico.
He said two lots, and he's only, we only show one.
There's two lots together.
But I thought Oakmont was on the other
two
side
lots
of 86.
Okay, those are two lots together.
Oh, it says lots 10 and 11. Okay. There's lots 10 and 11.
I'm going to make a recommendation. I normally don't on these lots to leave that lot value alone.
I'm going to move, take the assessor's recommendation and deny the request.
Can somebody answer a question first? In other words, my impression that Oakmont is that area right around the old golf course.
Oh, no, it comes
from Oakmont's all over the place out there.
Oh, in other words, there's a part of it comes clear down here.
Crosses the lake, yes, sir. That piece right there that you're looking at, all those streets. They're in that one conglomeration.
That's considered. Did we act on them too with that other part?
That's OPV.
Second your motion there, mister.
Appreciate that, sir.
Sister.
You were right the first time.
And a motion and a second that the request be denied.
Aye.
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 Opposed.
That's right next to his right there. It's not.
That gives access where he
got county road access off of it.
He can sell off 3 or 4 acre right. Parcel back there and have access.
Okay, I'll vote. I do. Tonight.
Wish we'd have knew that before we voted on that other deal.
We like kind of like a 5 minute recess.
Can I, as a member of the voting majority on the other one, bring that other issue back up? I didn't realize that he had adjoining county road lots on the back side of his place that is accessible. That brings a whole different picture to the value of his.
I don't.
You can bring it up.
I don't agree.
We already raised it.
If he decided to sell some of it off, it would sure make the value of the part he sold off a lot higher per parcel than what the whole thing. But as a whole right now, I don't think that changes the value of it.
But you are allowed to bring it back up, yes.
We'll vote you down, but you can bring it back up.
I kind of get that sense.
One thing that looks to be a negative to me is when you get up closer, it looks for sure that we got mobile homes coming into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to say that lot, whatever we voted on, that's going to bring the value of the lot down.
Isn't it the same as the others?
No, what I'm saying is to get to it, what I'm seeing is you're going to have to come up Main Street and hang a right and go past mobile homes, mobile home there anyway, and it looks like there's a couple on this other. That whole area may be more of, you get up on top of the hill, right from the top of this, and that's what you've got.
Yeah.
I'll not bring it back up because I know I ain't going to do no good with it.
I appreciate your wisdom.
I'm still a little aggravated that we get on the phone with a man and his total conversation is opposite from what, after he's being questioned. I guess I'm just human.
I think, I'm not really defending. I think more of that was over the that we were getting some breakup in the mics, and that I don't think there was understanding back and forth on both sides.
Wasn't much breakup in mine.
Did we get a five-minute recess? Did we get that?
You only got 3 minutes left.
We'll take it if you give it.
There's 3 minutes left in it.
Oh, I didn't know he called it. I thought we were still recording.
Where do you think it, the secretary went?
She took Liberty, I guess. Oh.